Good morning, church. Okay, 5 minutes. So here we go. The deacons have been working through this book. This is Ministries of Mercy by Tim Keller. Maybe you're familiar with it. If you're not, I recommend that maybe you get familiar with it. But in preparation for our meeting the other night, I read on the back this. This is just in bold print. Why would someone risk his safety, destroy his schedule, and become dirty and bloody to help a needy person of another race and social class? And why would Jesus tell us, go and do likewise? So that's in reference to the Good Samaritan. But it's maybe that's like the foundation for what I want to say here. I think two weeks ago you heard from Phyllis, another deacon, about a number of things, one of which was the early days of this church. Started in 69, and we celebrate our 50th anniversary in just a couple weeks. But she mentioned during that there were quite a few families that lived in the Skinker to Bolivar neighborhood at that time. They moved from all sorts of places, regionally and, you know, nationally, even internationally. That was radical. And there's a lot more that we can say about that, but so 50 years ago, you know, our God was the same then as he is now. And perhaps that's one of the greatest things that we celebrate as we look back at 50 years. I mean, we're in a day and age where you close your eyes for a few seconds and things change dramatically. So the verbiage of go, why would Jesus say go and do likewise? Also the Great Commission, why does he say go and make disciples? If you look at the commandments of Christ throughout the Gospels in particular, it's not stay, it's active, it's going, and I think that's really important. We gotta continuously evaluate, examine our hearts as we seek to be obedient to this. Again, it's a radical call, but by nature we are we're comfort seeking creatures. And it's just fundamentally not what the gospel teaches. One of the ways that, you know, how do we encourage each other? How do we seek to do this better? Maybe in our prayer groups. It's a little tight-knit community. There's accountability. If you want to read this book together, I think it's a really great idea. There's a lot of material, but as deacons, I think we can all admit that it's been pretty helpful and even enjoyable. And I guess if you remember anything from what I say here, I would say let it be this, that love demands sacrifice. And, you know, this is we greet each other as brothers and sisters because this is a family. I think many of us know from our own families that, yeah, love absolutely demands sacrifice to a high level. So, go and do likewise.